Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about order in chaos. So after the chaos theory, we have some order in a chaos. This means that there is more chaos than order in our life or in the world. For instance, there exist more random numbers than regular numbers. What does it mean for our life? What is predictable and what is predetermined for our life if we see the chaos theory or the astrology? So I start first to explain the chaos theory and then the astrology, and then I will prove what is predetermined and what not for our life. What we can forecast, but not. So, a chaos can create a system, and a system can create a chaos. This we should understand. So if we getting in love with somebody, we go in a chaos and then we married this girl, then our life gets some order in chaos, and then we separate again a chaos. Okay, there's still some system everywhere, or some cycles like the day and night, or 4 years, for season cycle, or the stock market cycles, or the catastrophe cycles, that we can forecast, that we can predetermine what outcome we will become. So the human being wants order, but life is a chaos that we have to admit. We have so many things not under our control. So if we want to fulfill our dreams or our goals or our desire, and we're doing everything, even though we have most of all things not under our control. So this means these things can avert our outcome, what we want. So then we should be thankful for every step what we gain forward to get our outcome. Even our subconsciousness, and this is most of all cases, that our subconsciousness is working against our outcome. And a small mischief, boom, from somebody else can avert our outcome. After the chaos theory, there exists alternate chaos system in our life, in the world, for instance, the weather. A small movement of air 1,000 kilometer distance can cause a climate disaster. This is a famous butterfly effect, they call it. So everything is possible. And now comes the astrology, and the astrology is looking after the stars, and the stars is indicating what is opportune and what's not opportune for what things and so on. And we can have an exact or accurate birth horoscope what gives us some ideas what kind of abilities we have, what habits we have, what inclinations we have, and so on. And so how accurate is that? If we have an exact birth time, birth date, birthplace, and so on, then we can make an accurate birth horoscope. All the other horoscope up to the garbage, there's no value inside of it. It must be accurate. Okay, I had some problem with this because I have a dissimilar twin brother, and he is living a totally different life than me. Okay, then I got the chart of my twin brother and of mine, and I could really see he has a different chart and many different habits and so on. Then, so it's possible that he can live a totally different life than me. To the same time, it is possible after the accurate birth horoscope that I can be a judge, a professor, a priest, or a mystic. And I have chosen to become a mystic. And my twin brother had chosen to become a lawyer. So the birth horoscope was somehow right. Or was right, exactly. No? So, and the other things that we see, for instance, birth horoscope, 28, 9 years cycle, where we repeat all our problems areas in our life. So I'm in the second, and it's really true that I'm in this cyclist now, and so on, so that I have to change my life, and everything is going in chaos because the old values have no value for me anymore. Okay, so that we can see in this birth horoscope what is opportune for us right now to live. And also you see this directly, this 89 or 80, 20, not 28 or 29 years size cycles, or 30 years, this is the transits, and what we have. You can see something, and even shorter time periods, you can see what is good if you marry to this time or to other time. For instance, West Germany has chosen to unite to the best time with East Germany after the astrology. So many firms are really founded on an exact time, date, and so on because for this. Still, our life is not predictable or predetermined as religion says so. It's not so. We can choose. And we should choose the best for our life. And not so everything is predetermined. We cannot. There's all the time a choice. And we can do the best choice, and we have to look up what's the best time to start with our work, or to get our outcome. And for this is astrology quite well, and I choose to go with my intuition, not with astrology. So chaos, everybody said, is bad. It's good. All the inspiration, the inventions are coming from chaos. And nothing is coming out of void. There must be always a reason that we make some, that we have some new ideas, that the old things is not working anymore. So chaos is a must. Okay, that I want to say you that religion is wrong if they say everything is predetermined. It's not so. There is something There is something predictable, this for sure, but not our whole entire life. We can choose what we live in this time frame. Okay. Okay, thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.